Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with MoneyWeb.
Now, travel is evolving beyond traditional long-haul holidays. As this year unfolds, I'm reading that more and more people are opting for shorter, more frequent getaways that prioritize affordability, sustainability, and meaningful experiences. So the modern traveler is really redefining the way in which they explore the world. So I want to get into the economics of this and find out exactly what people are doing and where they're going. Lara Dendy-Young is with us, Chief Executive Officer, co-founder of the travel company Conservio. Lara, welcome. So why are we opting for shorter, more frequent getaways? Is it all about the wallet?
Jeremy, I think it's about a few things. The one thing is that travel's become a lot more accessible, and I think especially locally, and also let's speak in the context of South Africa, there's so much available on our doorstep that people are able to travel more frequently. So I think it's got a little bit to do with that. It's got a little bit because we are able to access these different types of travels in close proximity to where we stay, it has also made it more affordable. There's no longer that need for that June, July holiday, long haul trip, get out of South Africa so we can go have summer somewhere else. Travel in itself has actually just become more affordable, more accessible, and closer. So I think that's why we're seeing this uptick in travel and the frequency of it.
And you also make the point that people are prioritizing experience over luxury. I'm not 100% sure whether I'm part of that cohort, but then I'm probably a bit older. But why is that?
Well, do you know what? I think luxury, the definition of luxury has changed. So maybe it's not so much like I think what we are seeing is that whole white glove service is no longer. I think that defining luxury, I think luxury is now defined by space, about having something that feels like yours, about experiencing something unique. So it's not so much that what am I getting in terms of like the luxuries we used to know it, but it's more about like, am I experiencing something that is harder to access for most people? So I think that's why we see these almost these like isolated locations like away from the city being a form of luxury. I think space and time to just reset and relax is becoming a luxury for so many. I think this like life as we know it and this treadmill and this feeling of busyness is making luxury look a lot different for a lot of like consumers out there.
But having said that, Lara, please tell me you're not taking away my room service and spa treatment.
No, you can still have all of that. Sure. There's a lot of that. And the best thing about that is you can still have that and have the isolation. Because I think that's the difference as well. That used to be something that you couldn't have, you know, like in an isolated area. Whereas now that is very much, that's the status quo.
Lara, please explain to me what a mini moon is.
A mini moon. Oh, there's so many moons. You've got baby moons, mini moons, honeymoons, all of it. The mini moon is the little honeymoon that you do. You don't do the big honeymoon after the wedding. It's the short little weekend away, long weekend away, post wedding, and then you plan for the honeymoon. All of these terms are also quite new to me, but yeah, it's amazing how many how many reasons there are to do weekends away now. It's quite amazing.
Are you telling me, because I have an elder daughter that has just got engaged, and at some point I'm going to have to make contributions here, I might have to contribute to a mini moon and maybe even a honeymoon? You're kidding me. This is all your fault, Lara.
You're going to have two on your card. Well, at least you know where to book them.
Tell me why it's so important for travelers to now incorporate sustainability into a travel choice. I mean, this is a trend that really is starting to accelerate.
Yeah, and I think it's because, I mean, there's a couple of reasons as well. And I think travel in itself has also, you know, it hasn't been in the best light. I mean, there's a lot of flight shame and there's a lot of thoughts about why you travel. And I think a lot of people think that if I'm going to travel, like if I'm going to, you know, fly somewhere or drive somewhere or do that, there needs to be meaning behind it. And I think that's what we're also seeing, is that there is this desire because we want to do something, but we want to do it well. And I think that's a trend across consumers in general. I mean, we're seeing that your wallet and the way you spend your money can make a difference. And I think people are really taking on that responsibility. I think especially with travel and especially with nature-based travel, is that there is a feeling that you want to feel good when you're there. You want to experience nature and feel good when you're there. And you don't want to feel like you haven't done something that's not in keeping with the environment that you're experiencing. So I think that is why that kind of trend is definitely increasing, or that consumer behavior.
Do you think the travel industry in South Africa is keeping up with that demand for more eco-friendly accommodation?
I think actually South Africa has, like, especially in terms of, like, I mean, if we think of the safari industry, they have really been like pioneers of this. Like, conservation-based tourism has been, like, we do it so well in this country. And I think what we definitely see, and so my answer, my short answer is absolutely yes. We have these most amazing natural landscapes, like across South Africa, across our neighboring countries as well. And I think that that is definitely celebrated in the type of travel that we offer. So, I mean, we see it in abundance. Like, that is the one thing that I constantly find astounding, is how many properties we can find that are exactly the type of properties we want to list. These places that celebrate, that protect, that, like, give beautiful access to nature, that offer something that's impactful. It's in abundance, and there's enough, there's demand, there's enough supply. It's a really, really amazing space.
And just a final one before I let you go. Interesting to see that last-minute getaways are becoming more popular. There is an advantage to booking on short notice, isn't there?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, first of all, if there's availability, there's often these places want to fill their beds. So there are offers, there are deals. There's a lot of, they really want to encourage, especially the local markets, to travel at last minute. And again, I think that's the beauty of traveling locally, is that there is so much. So if you do leave something last minute, you're going to be able to find something that you're looking for. So I think I think that's amazing for the local market, to know that it doesn't all get booked up in advance. You can find it, you can book it on an amazing deal, and you can really, like, get those places in your calendar.
So Lara Dendy-Young, I'm hearing room service knocking at my door, so I'm going to end the interview. Thank you very much for talking to us tonight. Chief Executive Officer, co-founder of the travel company Conservio.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.